Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss what to do when you think someone you work with is being unethical.
Ooh.
Our question comes from someone who shares a job with a person who she suspects is stealing company time. During the second segment, we'll discuss when is the right time to blow the whistle on someone at work.
Ooh, these are hot topics and very tricky situations. You could suspect someone of wrongdoing or just think they're sleazy and want to render justice, but the timing and circumstances need to be right for whistleblowing.
Yeah, and you got to be sure it's just not a revenge fantasy.
Ding, ding,
that
right.
Really, that it's real. All right, Logan, what's the question?
I have an hourly teammate I share a job with who I've had to tolerate these past few years. I trained her, but from the start, she's had a problem with me correcting her at all, since I'm not her boss. Her work is sloppy, rushed, and she seems interested only in doing the minimum. She takes long lunches and breaks, and only tells me that she'll be away when there is training. Sometimes it seems she's working another job outside of our company. This has not changed in 2 years. I complained to my boss, but he doesn't see what I see. The only thing he has said about my complaints is that he will talk to her about fairness as far as lunches go. He also says things will be different when we get another person on our team. If she is stealing time and working for another job, she is stealing from the company. I don't have proof, though. We don't punch a time clock, and I don't know who she calls. Is this something I should drop, or should I report it to the ethics line? It really makes me angry, especially since I do my best to work hard. I've already tried to get a job elsewhere, but my attempts have not been successful. Help.
Boy, there are so many issues.
I was going to say, there are so many things here. Where do we even begin? Oh my God, where do we even start?
Let's start from the beginning.
I start with what I think is most important.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you've gone to the boss, you've already told on her,
right.
And the boss doesn't seem to really care.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what you really got to do is just focus on yourself. And, eventually people do dig their own grave. They get in trouble on their own. And, it may take longer than you want.
Yeah.
But there's not much you can do, I don't think, other than just do your job correctly, and be as good as you can be. Don't worry about her.
Yeah, my suggestion is to go to Amazon or any bookstore that you use online or otherwise, buy a copy of Working With You Is Killing Me and get very busy unhooking, because I think this is a classic situation where you're not going to change this person's behavior. And as Kathy said, since you've already reported to the boss who doesn't seem to care, you don't really have much to go on here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nice what she's doing. It's not, and some people would say it's unethical. I just think she's a crappy worker. But, that's not your business. You're not managing this person. She's made that very clear. You're not managing her. So your job is to just do your job and do it as best you can. I also, might start looking for another job. Obviously, it didn't work out. You tried.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe try again.
Yeah.
But don't make your work about this other person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Make your work about your work.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's a really good point, which is to basically mind your own business, keep the focus on yourself, and what is it that you're trying to do here. Because the other thing about this is you can get so distracted tracking this kind of person. Like, this sounds like this individual has probably tried to break into their phone or their email, or is desperately trying to find the goods
and has no proof. If you have no proof, what are you really talking about?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. you got a problem.
That's a problem with me that you don't have any proof. Because you should have proof.
Yeah.
If this person is so blatantly bad, why don't you have proof? So that's a little bit of a red flag for me. I think it's annoying and it's awful to watch this kind of behavior, and you wouldn't behave this way. But this, you've got to mind your own business. And this person will eventually get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So then when she says, is this something I should drop or should I report it to the ethics line, we're saying drop it.
I would say drop it.
I
mean,
agree.
You know, you don't have to, if you want to start keeping track, you could. Maybe somebody will call, you know, will ask you at a certain point, is this person gone a lot?
Yeah. Mm.
But, and you can say, you know what, I actually did write it down the 3 days this week. She was out 6 hours, you know.
Right.
But other than that, this is really, it's not your problem. It feels like it is your problem, but there's not much you can do about it. You're not in a position of power to make any decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I was going to say, if you're going to track anything, why not track your successes?
Yeah,
and,
good point.
You know, come ready to meet with your boss the next time with enough achievements that would be an argument for you perhaps being promoted or sent elsewhere.
Right.
With better situation and different colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing fair about this situation, especially from your perspective. It doesn't feel fair, but that's a temporary condition. Eventually, there will be a shakeup, and I don't know whether they are ever going to find another person. I don't know what that's about. It'll get better when another person comes. I don't know how that would work, but maybe that would be obvious to the other person that you've got one slacker. And let them tell.
Yeah.
Let them complain.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could give yourself credit for that you do care a lot, that you have a high ethical principles, high ethics, and that you obviously care about the company as well, all of which is commendable, but not helpful if you're busy trying to tell on your coworker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of workers, from the highly aggressive to the slackers, the people that don't do very much. And sometimes, you know, the company needs all of them because, you know, because it's all relative. I mean, you sort of bounce off each other. But anyway, I don't know why this is okay with the boss, mm-hmm. but for some reason it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't think they don't see it. It's hard for me to believe you're the only one who sees it, that mm-hmm. other people probably see it too.
Right. You never know the other forces at play.
Right. And they maybe are out looking for somebody and they haven't found someone they like. I mean, there could be other things going on. So I would drop it for now and focus on your job.
Okay. Drop it, focus, get yourself promoted or a new, better situation, and do not focus on your coworker.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, you can now text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's 228-28 My Crazy Office, all one word. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing whether it's ever right to be the whistleblower. And many whistleblowers, I know the guy that did the whistleblowing for, I think it was R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco company, that mm-hmm. said they're making these cigarettes addictive. He was exiled from, you know, society and his job for many years. It turned out he was right.
Yeah.
But then the whistleblower over at Enron. Enron, that woman became a hero. So, you know, it's a tough question to answer, but I believe that if you see something horrendous happening, you do want to first go to a lawyer and check your rights and maybe have it come from a third party, just to see, because you may lose your job. But if you're just complaining about another person, like the beginning of the show, that's not really whistleblowing. That's just more complainy. That comes off as a complaint.
So, is it ever right to complain also? I guess we could ask that question as well. Is there a time when that makes sense? I think I actually was thinking for both things, the whistleblowing and the complaining, that it's often good to have more than just you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So there's power in numbers. Mm-hmm. So if something really bothers you or someone's conduct really bothers you, to find allies, other individuals who also have witnessed this and can band with you, I think would be a way to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. But, you know, if you complain about other people often, then you start to look like the problem.
Right.
Right.
So you do have to do it in a very constructive way. You really got to get your facts together. You really have to have a case. So that when you do go and say what you're seeing about another person, it's substantial.
Yeah.
It can't just be hearsay or whiny, you know, this is my assumption, this is what I think, this is what it feels like. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Well, this is where documentation becomes really important too, right? Mm-hmm. Because, and also similar to the last person whose question we answered, she said, I don't have any proof. So if
that's
you don't
a problem.
Have, that, that is a problem. Yeah, so if you don't have any evidence or documentation, they don't really have much to go on.
Yeah, it's very admirable to be a whistleblower if, in fact, you do see things that are really bad and that could bring the company down or really hurt people. But you better get it all organized in a way that when you do blow the whistle, it in fact has an impact. Because I think you really only have one opportunity.
Right.
So it has to have an impact, and you better have your documentation. And you could lose your job.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying you always should just, you know, blind's eye. I don't see anything, you know, like those three monkeys that cover their eyes, their nose, you know, their ears. You know, I don't see anything. I just do my own thing. But in a way, you kind of have to be that way. Like, it's not... You know, it's not really your business to track other people. Your job is to do your job.
So we're saying that by and large, your job is to do your job. However, if you see something that is highly unethical, that you just can't live with, then it's time to seek legal counsel and also to start documenting what it is that you're uncovering.
It's amazing how many people work for Bernie Madoff, and not one blew the whistle on him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been other criminals that nobody's blown the whistle on. It's not always because they, have non-disclosure, you know, agreements. It's because the person may be really good and doesn't. Mm-hmm. You only see a piece of something. You know, you don't see everything.
Well, and I know of, sometimes it's cultural as well, because I know of a really interesting small business, large or small business, where there was an employee who was both harassing and embezzling. And the other employees hated dealing with this person, but they didn't want to bother the chief executive.
Why?
With it. I think they felt like that person, the chief executive, was busy and harried and may not believe them. And so, and actually no one, they didn't ever come together and say, we're all experiencing this, we need to do something. So the way the chief executive found out was when he discovered that the company had been embezzled.
Yeah.
And said, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's not unusual, right, of not wanting to muddy the waters or cause a problem.
Well, if you're not 100% sure, if you haven't, you know, actually seen it. Right. I mean, you think about even like Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein and Charlie Rose. I mean, a lot of people knew that they were doing something wrong, but they didn't say anything for many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why is that? So on one hand, just for justice sake, we think somebody should have done it. But it's more complicated than that when you're in the moment, because, I mean, what I've heard from Harvey Weinstein is people said they knew it, but they were making a lot of money. With him. So they were protecting their own pocketbook.
Right.
Ooh. I think there's other people, and maybe Harvey was smart enough not to hire them, that don't think with their pocketbook. They think with their ethics in front of them.
Sure.
Or they were willing to risk their pocketbook in order not to work with him.
Right. Mm-hmm. But most people he hired were.
Yeah.
Actually, everybody. Mm-hmm. He did not get in trouble by anybody, and he hired a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you hear remorse from them now, but a little too late. So it's interesting. I don't know, you know, it's a hard one to really have a direct answer to.
Yeah.
Right. I think you have to really, you know, make that decision for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also we'd love to hear from you, right? We'd love to hear from you the situations where you think whistleblowing or reporting on someone or telling, whatever term you want to use, is appropriate at work. Certainly you could tweet it to AskK2 or post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.